BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. New Zealand is to lift almost all lockdown restrictions in the next few hours after health officials confirmed the country had no active coronavirus cases. There'll be no limits on public gatherings and social distancing will not be mandatory, but borders will remain closed. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, warned of the risk of further infections.
We are confident we have eliminated transmission of the virus in New Zealand for now. But elimination is not a point in time. It is a sustained effort. We almost certainly will see cases here again. And I do want to say that again. We will almost certainly see cases here again. And that is not a sign that we have failed. It is a reality of this virus. But if and when that occurs, we have to make sure, and we are, that we are prepared.
There's been widespread criticism of new rules being brought in by the British government today, which require international arrivals to self-isolate for 2 weeks. The chief executive of the airline Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, called the measure a political stunt that was too late to be effective, with Britain already having the highest number of coronavirus deaths in Europe. There's been another night of clashes in Seattle between anti-racism protesters and police after a weekend of largely peaceful rallies across the United States. Police repeatedly fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse crowds who held stones and bottles. In Minneapolis, where the police killing of George Floyd took place, a majority of council members has promised to dismantle the city's police department. Adrian Florido is a reporter for National Public Radio.
This is something that black activists in the city of Minneapolis have actually been advocating for many years, but that really only in the last couple of weeks and really in the last few days in the aftermath of these protests that they have gotten a more receptive audience. And the decision really was kind of whiplash, even for a lot of these black activists who hadn't expected such a willing reception, a positive reception to the proposal from the city council itself.
Germany suffered its biggest ever fall in industrial output in April as the effects of the coronavirus lockdown kicked in. Official statistics show that production dropped 17.9% compared with the previous month. Andrew Walker reports.
The pandemic had already caused a very sharp decline in German industry, almost 9% in March, and the new figures show the contraction accelerated in April. The falls in production were widespread, but especially stark in the case of the motor industry, where production shrank by nearly three quarters. The figures add to the gloom apparent in data last week, which showed declining new orders for the country's manufacturing industry. That said, some economists think these new figures are probably the low point, although it will take a long time for industrial production to get back to pre-pandemic levels.
World News from the BBC.